You're listening to the Your Life Choices podcast with me, John Deakes. You're very welcome. Right now, it's time to change gears and talk about pets and seniors. And I'm speaking with Patricia Ennis, Trish Ennis, who's the CEO of Companion Animal Network Australia. Trish, hello and welcome.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great to have you back here on the show. Now, tell me, what's the latest brouhaha?
Right. Well, Companion Animal Network Australia are working closely with the aged care industry and the government, actually.
Yep.
We have created a variety of surveys for both the public, older people that are home, and aged care residencies. So what we're trying to do is basically to get the government to include pet care, if you like, or pet support for the home care packages, and also to encourage the residential cares to take pets.
So what's the status at this time? Because as we know, pets are a valuable part of keeping people's minds active, and also, of course, the companionship. We all know what it's like. What was your first pet?
Mine was a dog.
Yeah. What was its name?
Bim.
Bim?
Yes.
What was Bim?
Bim was a little Australian terrier.
Uh-huh.
Our second dog was Ming. And our third dog was Kim.
Bing, Ming and Kim.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like something out of North Korea, really, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. But you know, everyone knows how important animals are. And there's support animals now becoming more prevalent. I see them on flights, on aircraft. You see them in public transport. You see them. My sister has a care Labrador, which goes to the library and talk and helps the children. It's everywhere now. So why is the government resistant to allowing aged cares to have their pets included?
I don't think they're so much resistant to the fact that they didn't have enough knowledge, hence building these surveys. So we can actually go to the government and say, hey, well, Australia, number one, is the largest pet owners in the world.
Wow.
There are a lot of people out there that won't move into residential care because they can't take their pets with them.
Is that right?
So that's a big issue. Mm. People that are at home, the baby boom is getting older.
Mm.
They've got a different lifestyle. The people that are at home, they just need that little bit of support to help with the pets. So whether it's being able to hire a dog walker, having someone take them to the vet, helping them with general washing or grooming of the pet. So just minor things to us, but major things to them.
And Trish, you've got in front of you a survey, helping keep them together. Only 18% of aged care facilities consider allowing residents to keep a pet. So you're about to change the world.
Well, we hope so. One survey at a time.
Tell me about what the survey is and how our Your Life Choices folks can get on board.
Well, there's three surveys, one for the general public, one for people that are taking home care packages at the moment, and one for residential care, people in residential care as well as the residential care owners. Mm-hmm. So basically, if you go to our website through Companion Animal Network Australia or Australia Can, or to our Pet Friendly website, and you can just go through to the aged care section, go to take our surveys, and you'll see the three surveys sitting there.
What happens to these surveys once they've been filled out?
That information comes back to me. We've got a research team that will be pulling all the data together, and we will be sending it off to government.
Tell me about more what Companion Animal Network is doing.
Well, we do a variety of things. We advocate for people and their pets. We have a program called rentwithpets.com.au, and that is to help not so much people in Melbourne because it's a bit easier because we have some good laws here, but help people in other states and help the states change their laws so that if people want to go in and rent with pets, the landlords would have to go to, like, for instance, in Victoria, VCAT to get permission. So it's not just a straight out, no, you can't have your pets.
I think a lot of people mightn't understand that CAN is an umbrella organisation for others.
Absolutely. We're made up of six membership groups. And our six members are Animal Welfare League Queensland, Sydney Dogs and Cats Home, Lord Smith Melbourne, Dogs Homes of Tasmania, Animal Welfare League South Australia and Safe in Western Australia. And they're all rescue and support services, clinics, vets, as well as the rescues.
And just to clarify, you're a not-for-profit organisation.
Definitely. We are a charity, and basically how CANA earns its money is that the six members give us a small amount of money. So any money that comes into us is distributed directly to the six members, and then we get a small levy to help us keep going.
Anecdotally, tell me about some of the aged care facilities you've been to where there have been pets included into the family, if you will.
One in particular is Life View in Victoria. I've been out at their Cranbourne place, and at the moment they have three dogs and three cats.
What have they got?
They've got a golden retriever.
Beautiful.
An Alsatian cross.
Mm-hmm.
A little fluffy dog.
Yep.
And three cats.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How does that integrate into the residents' lives?
All the residents love them.
Of course.
They have, and we've worked with Life View to set up policies and laws around when people come in and they want to bring their pets. So, for instance, if someone needs to go to hospital and they have their pet there, they need to be able to have a place for the pet to go. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it's a volunteer organisation that fosters the pet for the short term or one of our members that will do respite for the pet, and then the pet's returned when that person's well enough to come back.
So are the animals actually, are the owners in there, or have they just sort of been adopted into the facility itself?
No, that's the difference, and that's the best part about it. They're the owner's pets.
Okay, so they're responsible for vet fees, for feeding?
Yes, mm-hmm. And prior to coming in, we make sure all the vaccinations are done, they're vet checked, their behaviour checked, everything's I's dotted, T's crossed. Once they're in there, they have to look after that pet. So if it's a cat, they've got to be able to change the kitty litter, they've got to be able to feed them, the dogs, they've got to be able to walk and pick up their poo, basically. So the facilities make areas that they can do this in.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, the response from the people that don't have pets, how brilliant. I was talking to a media the other day, and it was Talkback Media, and we had people phoning in, obviously, and a lot of people that worked in aged care that said, oh, we've had pets in our place and they've run riot, or there's been people, visitors, saying, oh, you know, we're scared that the people will fall over pets. Well, that doesn't happen. Dogs, for instance, are always on a lead. They're well-behaved. Most of the time they're very old animals anyway, except for one lady in at Life View who's 94 and her dog's 4, but she's gorgeous. And with the rules and regulations in place, you know, nothing does go wrong.
I'm sure that psychologists and healthcare professionals would have statistics where the lifestyle of the residents are improved dramatically by having a pet.
Oh, unbelievable. The mental and physical health. And this is one of the things the government's always on about, is the cost of health. Well, the mental and physical health is amazing. The transferring from normal life into aged care residency, just unbelievable, because those people don't have that depressing, I've lost everything apart from fits in one room.
Yeah.
I've got my best friend with me. So that transfer stage is not as dramatic.
Helping keep them together is a survey which is being done by the Animal Companion Network. And if you'd like to get a hold of the survey, have a look at it. And if you see something there you'd like to participate in, go to australiacan.org.au. You'll see the general aged care survey, residential aged care survey, in-home aged care survey. One of those will be relevant to either yourself or someone that you know, or how you would like to see it. Because let me tell you, none of us are too far off going to aged care. But Trish, it's fantastic. So do get on board with that, because it's very important the government has a clear understanding of the wishes of people, especially when it comes to pets and aged care.
Absolutely. And thanks for your time, John.
And until next time, this is John Deakes on behalf of the Your Life Choices team saying be well and be happy.